请弟兄姐妹们把圣经打开在哥林多前书第六章。
Please let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书第六章第一节到第十一节。
Verse 1 through 11.
翻到，请我们一起来念，或中文或英文。
If we are there, let's read it together in English or in Chinese.
让我们一起来。
Let's read.
你们中间有彼此相争的事，怎敢在不义的人面前求审，不在圣徒面前求审呢？岂不知圣徒要审判世界吗？若世界为你们所审，难道你们不配审判这最小的事吗？岂不知我们要审判天使吗？何况今生的事呢？即使这样，你们若有今生的事当审判，是派教会所轻看的人审判吗？我说这话是要叫你们羞耻。难道你们中间没有一个智慧人能审断弟兄们的事吗？你们竟是弟兄与弟兄告状，而且告在不信的人面前。你们彼此告状，这已经是你们的大错了。为什么不情愿受欺呢？为什么不情愿吃亏呢？你们倒是欺压人，亏负人，况且所欺压所亏负的就是弟兄。你们岂不知不义的人不能承受神的国吗？不要自欺，无论是淫乱的、拜偶像的、奸淫的、做娈童的、青蓝色的、偷窃的、贪婪的、醉酒的、辱骂的、勒索的，都不能承受神的国。你们中间也有人从前是这样，但如今你们奉耶稣基督的名，并借着我们神的灵，已经洗净、成圣、成义了。好，我们有一点祷告。
Let's have some prayer.
主，我们感谢你，让我们在主日早晨还有机会来到你的面前。
Lord, we thank you that on this Sunday morning we have the opportunity to come before you.
把心归给你，这是你对我们的呼召。
To give our hearts to you, this is your call to us.
但是主，我们必须承认，我们常常还不能够把我们的心给你。
But Lord, we must confess that many times we are unable to give our hearts to you.
我们常常还是活在我们自己的里面，我们没有活在你的里面。
We often live in ourselves and not in you.
我们常常还是对你的心意不是很明白。
We often do not truly understand your will.
主，今天早晨求你恩待我们。
Lord, this morning, please shed your grace on us.
让我们在这一点的话的当中，让我们能更多的能够体恤你的心意。
So that in this passage of scripture, we can see your will.
也好，按照你的心意去行。
And to follow your will.
求你祝福讲的，也祝福听的。
Please bless the one who speaks as well as those who are listening.
亲自的带领我们。
Guide us personally.
这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
This prayer is in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. 我常常在想。
I often think.
我们的神其实是很有意思的一位神。
Our God is actually very interesting.
他不像别的神。
He's not like other gods.
别的神呢，常常是让我们怎么样呢？
What do other gods do to us?
他们常常是让我们呢，这个你们要好好的苦修。
Other gods tell us you must have cruel self-discipline.
你们好好的冥想。
You must meditate.
要甚至于要闭关。
You must lock yourself up.
这个对于我们这些在东方文化里成长起来的人并不陌生。
For us who have grown up in an Eastern culture, these ideas are not strange and unfamiliar.
可是我们的神不一样。
But our God here is different.
他不喜悦我们独自的寻求心意。
He does not want us to live in isolation.
他定义的把我们放在人群当中生活。
He put us among people.
他也定义的让我们弟兄姐妹一起来生活。
And he wants us to live together, to interact together as brothers and sisters.
既然弟兄姐妹们在一起生活，会不会有问题呢？
Will there be problems if brothers and sisters are living together?
大家中间有没有问题啊？
Do we have problems among us?
大家有没有听过这样的事情？
Have you heard of something like this?
说呀，那个某某弟兄某某姐妹啊， 他怎么可以这样呢？
That particular brother or sister, how can they do such a thing?
这样的事情他做出来真不像个主内的弟兄或者姐妹。
That thing they did, it's not at all like a real Christian in the Lord.
幸亏我还有一点信心啊。
Thank the Lord, I have some faith.
不然这次我就跌倒了。
Otherwise, I will stumble because of this.
你还有没有听过这样的事情？
Have you heard of something else like this?
有人说呀，
Someone saying,
我从来不跟教会的弟兄姐妹有什么经济来往。
I never get myself involved in anything financially with brothers and sisters.
因为那个实在是太危险了。
That is truly too dangerous.
弄不好我们在教会里面都不好见面。
If something happens, we can't even face each other in church.
这是在弟兄姐妹们当中生活的情形。
This is the situation of brothers and sisters living together.
那我们在人群当中生活呢？
What about us in the world?
也会发生很多问题。
There will be many problems as well.
你已经听过这样的事情哈。
You must have heard of something like that.
你去跟一个人传福音。
You're sharing the gospel with someone.
邀请一个人来教会。
You invite them to church.
结果他跟你说呢？
And they tell you,
别不要叫我去教会。
Don't tell me to come to church.
教会里面没有什么好人。
There is no one good in church.
我上次去教会就是被一个人给坑了。
I got tricked by someone in church last time I went.
我不要去。
I'm not going.
现在是传福音的季节哈。
Right now it's the season for sharing the gospel.
我们马上就有这个福音营了。
We are going to have the gospel camp very soon.
我们一定会要去邀请很多的慕道友。
We're probably going to invite many gospel friends.
我们可能还会遇到这样的事情。
We might even face such a situation.
弟兄姐妹们，这些都是很严重的事情。
Brothers and sisters, these are all very serious matters.
很显然，那个被邀请的朋友，因着我们的行为而跌倒了。
Apparently, these friends who are invited stumbled because of us.
真不知道神以后要花多大的力气才可以把他带回来。
We don't know how much work God is going to put into bringing those friends back.
前面那个说在教会里面不要跟弟兄姐妹们有经济来往的弟兄或者姐妹，也很显然是跌倒了。
That brother or sister who says he or she does not want to be involved financially with anyone in church, they obviously have also stumbled.
我们在一起生活。
When we live together.
我们真的只能在一起读经、祷告、聚会。
We can only read the Bible, come to church.
我们不能够在一起生活有经济上的来往吗？
Is it true that we can't even get involved financially, have any interaction like that?
如果是那样的话，我们失去了多少相交的机会呢？
If that truly is the case, then we've lost so many opportunities to interact.
我们在弟兄姐妹们当中生活。
When we're fellowshipping together,
我们在人群当中生活，
when we're living in the world,
产生问题恐怕是难免的。
It's impossible to avoid problems.
但是在碰见这些问题之后，我们该如何的处理呢？
But after we face such problems, how should we solve them?
阳光底下没有新鲜事。
There's nothing new under the sun.
2000年前，哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹们也遇到一些问题。
2000 years ago, the church at Corinth also met such problems.
那么保罗是怎么看这些事情的呢？
So how does Paul look at such things?
今天这点的经文。
Today's passage of scripture.
让我们来一起学习。
Has something for us to learn.
让我们看看保罗是怎么看的。
Let's take a look at how Paul looks at these things.
这段经文我们分成三个重点来分享。
We can look at this passage and divide it up into three main points.
第一个
First,
保罗在信义里面告诉我们说要注意我们的见证。
First, Paul tells us we have to pay attention to our testimony.
注意我们的见证。
Pay attention to our testimony.
第二个，他是告诉我们要注意我们的地位。
Secondly, we should pay attention to our status.
注意我们的地位。
Pay attention to our status.
第三个，保罗是告诉我们说，要预备承受神的国。
Third, Paul tells us that we should prepare ourselves to inherit the kingdom.
我们先来看第一个方面。
Let's take a look at the first.
六章第一节这里说，你们中间有彼此相争的事。
First verse of chapter 6 says, if any of you has a dispute with one another.
在哥林多弟兄们中间有一件不好的事。
There's something bad that has happened among brothers at Corinth.
他们彼此相争。
They've had this dispute.
为什么事情相争，保罗这里没有什么交代。
How come Paul doesn't really talk about the dispute?
其实具体什么事情已经不是很重要。
Whatever the dispute's content is, it's not that's not important.
重要的是弟兄们之间因此而彼此相争了。
The important thing is that brothers and sisters have, because of this thing, have had this dispute among them.
弟兄姐妹们，我们这些罪人在一起生活啊，我们实在是有太多的可能性，我们彼此相碰了。
Brothers and sisters, there's so many opportunities when we live together to have friction.
大家有没有经验哈？
Have you experienced this?
有时候你的牙齿会咬到你的舌头。
Sometimes your teeth might bite your tongue.
有过这样的经验吗？
Has that ever happened to you?
啊，我想很多人都应该有哈。
Everyone probably has had that.
痛不痛？
Does it hurt?
很痛啊，还痛好一阵子啊。
It hurts, and it hurts for a while.
弟兄姐妹们，我们的身体上面的这两个小小的肢体啊，天天在一起。
So these little members in our body, they're together all the time.
他们真是亲密无间啊。
They're so intimate.
可是他们竟然还会一个咬到另外一个。
But it actually happens that one might bite the other.
我们在教会里面生活也是一样的。
Our living in the church is the same.
也常常有机会一个碰到另外一个。
There's so many...chances for one member to touch another.
可是当我们的牙齿咬到我们的舌头的时候，我们的舌头会不会对牙齿兴师问罪啊？
So when the teeth bite into the tongue, does the tongue start having an argument with the teeth?
会不会说我再也不跟你在一起了？
And say something like, I'm never going to be with you again.
断绝来往。
Or we're going to stop our friendship.
会不会这样子呢？
Will this happen?
应该是不会啊。
No.
弟兄姐妹们，我们在一起生活，不小心彼此相碰到了。
Brothers and sisters, together, when we're together, we accidentally touch each other.
那我们当中为什么会就产生彼此不相来往的事情呢？
But how come we will end our friendships with each other?
理想的状况应该是不应该的。
In an ideal situation, it should not be like this.
因为主对我们所存的心意是什么？
Because what is God's will for us?
是彼此相爱。
It's for us to love one another.
我们今天不能够彼此相爱，却是彼此相争。
We cannot love each other, but instead we're always having conflicts.
很显然，我们的心思没有跟上主的心思。
That means we have not followed after God's will.
没有跟上主的心思，就是亏缺了他的荣耀。
Since we have not had God's mind, then we are truly falling short of His glory.
就是落在罪里面。
That means we are in sin.
这是我们第一点的错。
This is the first thing we have done wrong.
彼此相争。
We are having disputes with each other.
但是哥林多弟兄们很显然不仅仅是彼此相争呢。
But of course, the Corinthian brothers and sisters, they did not stop at disputes.
第七节、第八节我们看见什么呢？
In verses 7 and 8, what do we see?
他们还彼此相告。
They even have lawsuits against each other.
所以保罗说什么呢？
So what does Paul say?
保罗说这是大错。
Paul says this is a huge mistake.
这是你们的大错了。
This is a huge mistake you're making.
绝对的错误。
An absolute wrong.
极度的错误。
Extremely wrong.
彼此相告已经是错了。
It's already wrong to have lawsuits against
each other. 彼此相争已经是错了。
It's already wrong to fight, to dispute.
那彼此相告就是大错了。
To sue each other is even worse.
为什么从小错发展到大错呢？
Why do we progress from little wrongs to huge wrongs?
因为我们心里面过不去吧。
Because in our hearts we just can't let it go.
保罗接下来就把那个心思给点出来了。
Paul later tells us about our hearts.
他说啊，你们为什么不情愿受欺，不情愿吃亏呢？
He asks, why not rather be wronged? Why not rather be cheated?
所以心里面过不去，实际上就是没有人愿意情愿受欺，也没有人愿意情愿吃亏。
When they cannot let it go in their hearts, it means no one is willing to be wronged or cheated.
弟兄姐妹们读到这里可能有一点受不了哈。
Brothers and sisters, when we read here, perhaps there's some things we cannot accept.
这谁能够做得到呢?
How can anyone be like this?
情愿吃亏啊，情愿受气。
Rather be wronged, rather be cheated.
是的，从人的角度来讲，确实很难做到。
From a human perspective, this looks pretty difficult.
我们天然的人哪一个愿意吃亏啊？
Does any of us want naturally to be cheated?
我们都是什么都吃，就是不吃亏的。
We eat anything, but we don't want to be cheated.
可是有一个人他甘愿吃亏。
But here, we see someone who would rather be cheated.
而且甘愿吃大亏。
To be cheated greatly.
就是我们的主。
And that's our Lord.
如果我们以人的眼光来看的话，
From a human perspective,
他实在吃了大亏了。
Our Lord Jesus truly, he was wronged greatly.
在罗马书里面告诉我们说
，In Romans we know
五章七节到八节那里说，为一人死是少有的，为人人死或有敢为的，唯有基督在我们做罪人的时候就为我们死了。
In Romans chapter 5:7-8, it tells us, very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die, but Christ died for us while we were still sinners.
为罪人死啊。
To die for sinners.
值不值得?
Is this worth it?
这样的一些不值得的人去为他死?
To die for a bunch of people who are not worthy at all.
罪人都是灭亡的族类啊。
Sinners are a bunch of people who are headed for death.
泥土一样。
They are like clay.
一点都不配的。
They are not worthy of anything.
可是呢?
But,
基督竟然愿意为我们死。
Christ was willing to die for us.
我想叫我们当中没有一个人愿意的。
If we were to ask someone among us, I'm sure none of us are willing to volunteer.
别说为他死了。
Not only to die.
就是付上一点时间的代价去陪他，或者付上一点金钱的代价去帮助他，我们心里面都不一定愿意的。
Even to offer up a little time or money for a sinner, perhaps none of us are willing.
可是基督就愿意。
But Christ was willing.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他的爱在此就显明了。
Because his love was revealed.
所以弟兄姐妹们，关键是我们里面有没有爱。
So the main thing we have to think about is, do we have such love?
有爱就能行。
If we have love, then we can do it.
没有爱就不愿意吃亏。
If we don't have love, then we are not willing to be wronged.
为什么基督这样的爱我们呢?
Why does Jesus love us so?
因为他宝贵我们的灵魂。
Because he truly cherishes our
soul. 他舍不得我们落在硫磺火湖里面。
He is not willing for us to perish.
所以他要用自己的牺牲，用自己的爱把我们给挽回来。
So with his sacrifice, with his love, he restores us.
弟兄姐妹们，情愿吃亏。这是一个在基督里的品格。
Brothers and sisters, to be willing to be cheated is a character quality of our Lord.
我们为了别人的好处
，for others' good，
甘愿舍己。
We are willing to deny ourselves.
甘愿吃亏。
We are willing to be cheated or wrong.
只要别人能够被基督得着
，as long as the other person can be。Restored to Christ.
只要他能够得着永远的生命。
As long as he can gain eternal life.
我们吃点亏又有什么关系呢?
Even if we are wronged or cheated, what does it matter?
只要他不是因为我们而跌倒。
As long as they do not stumble because of us.
跟基督更靠近一点。
That they can come closer a little bit to Christ.
我们受点欺又有什么好关系呢?
Even if we suffer a little, what does it matter?
更多的弟兄们一方面不愿意吃亏。
Brothers and sisters at Corinth, on the one hand, they were not willing to be wronged.
那另外一方呢?
On the other hand,
六章八节这里怎么说呢?
From verse 6 to 8, we see,
你们倒是欺压人，亏负人。
You yourselves cheat and do wrong.
另外一方是欺压人，亏负人。
To cheat and do wrong to others.
我们有没有碰过这样的人呢?
Have we met such people?
这样的人是哪里都有的。
These people are everywhere.
不占点别人的便宜啊，就觉得是吃亏了。
If they haven't cheated others, they even feel cheated.
从六章八节这里，我们可以读出来，保罗对面对这样的弟兄是很生气的。
We can see Paul's anger against such brothers and sisters from 6 to 8.
他说：“你们倒是。”
He says, instead.
更令保罗受不了的，他说：“还况且。”
Instead.
况且什么呢？
Even.
况且所欺压、所欺负的就是弟兄。
You yourselves do wrong and cheat, and you do this even to your brothers.
什么是弟兄啊，弟兄姐妹们？
Who are brothers?
就是一家的人。
The same family.
同一个父亲啊。
The same father.
这是一种天然的亲情。
This is a natural kinship.
我们家有兄弟三个。
In my family, we have 3 siblings.
我是老大。
I am the oldest.
我18岁就离开家。
I left home at the age of 18.
跟另外两个是见面的机会其实很少的。
I have very few opportunities to see the other 2 siblings.
但是即使如此，每次见面的时候都很亲热。
Even so, when we do meet together, we are very friendly with each other.
那有什么事情一定是鼎力相助的。
If there's anything, we will help each other.
肉体中的弟兄尚且如此。
Human brothers and sisters.
那我们今天在父的家里面，我们的关系不仅仅是肉体的相交的关系。
But in God's family, we are not only tied together with ties of human flesh.
我们更是属灵的弟兄。
We are spiritual brothers and sisters.
我们是真弟兄。
We are true brothers and sisters.
真弟兄就比那个肉体的弟兄的关系要更深一点。
True brothers should share a bond even deeper than human brothers.
我还有个弟弟没有信主。
I still have a brother who has not believed on the Lord.
我们一直很难过。
We are very sad about this.
因为每一次在一起谈话。
Because when we discuss things together.
因为他不在主里面，我们的谈话就很难深入下去。
Because he is not in the Lord, so our conversation cannot go deeper.
总觉得中间是有隔阂的。
We still feel like there's a gap.
但是我们在主里面的弟兄是没有这个问题的。
But our brothers and sisters in the Lord, we should not have this problem.
所以在保罗的心里面，他看我们是弟兄，是真弟兄的。
So in Paul's heart, he sees us as true brothers.
既然是真弟兄，我们就应该懂得彼此相爱。
So if we are true brothers, we should learn to love each other.
彼此恩慈相待。
We should treat each other with grace and mercy.
我们在这样的一个身体里面生活，我们本来是可以享受这个亲爱的关系。
In this family, we were meant to enjoy such fellowship and relationship with each other.
可是你怎么能够一个来欺压另外一个，一个来亏待另外一个呢？
But how can this happen that one is cheating or doing wrong to another?
保罗觉得匪夷所思。
Paul is just in shock here.
保罗的意思是不是说，如果你们不是弟兄的话，你们就可以欺负一下？
Does Paul mean that if you're not brothers, you can cheat and do wrong?
当然不是这样。
Of course not.
他不是弟兄，我们更应该小心一点。
If they're not brothers, we should be even more careful.
好，一方不愿意吃亏。
There's one party that is not willing to be cheated or wronged.
另外一方呢，就要欺压人啊，亏负人。
Another party actually does do wrong and cheat.
互相不相让。
They're not giving up to each other.
彼此相争。
They're constantly in arguing.
最后发展到一定的结果就是彼此相告。
And then it progresses to the point where they are suing each other.
彼此相争就是失去了见证，这是第一点的错。
When they are in disputes with each other, that's the first mistake.
发展到彼此相告，这是更深的失去见证，这是第二点的错。
And then when they start having lawsuits against each other, this is the second mistake, even greater, and it's terrible for testimony.
可是最让保罗生气的还不只是这个。
But the thing that makes Paul the angriest is not only these two.
最让保罗生气的是他们彼此相告，还告在教会外面去了。
Not only do they sue each other among themselves, but they've also started suing those outside the church.
第一节那里说怎敢。怎敢？
In verse 1, Paul says, how dare you do this?
这是一个非常强烈的语气。
This is a very strong tone.
保罗这是说你们真是太大胆了，你们简直是无法无天。
Paul is saying here, how daring can you be so shameless?
保罗心里面那个愤怒啊，从这两个字啊就已经表达出来。
We can see Paul's anger from these words.
而且告在不义的人的面前。
You, how dare you take these lawsuits before the ungodly?
就是告在那些不信的人、没有得救的人的面前。
These lawsuits are happening before those who are not believers.
保罗的意思是说，你们即使要相告，也只能在圣徒当中求审。
If you truly want judgment, Paul is saying, at least you should bring the lawsuits before Christians.
这是哥林多弟兄们的第三点的错。
So this is the third point on which the Corinthian brothers made a huge mistake.
这件事情让保罗不仅是很生气，而且他还觉得非常的羞耻。
Paul not only is super angry, but he also sees this as shameful.
第五节这里说，我说这话是要叫你们羞耻的。
In verse 5, he says, I say this to shame you.
保罗他的意思是说，我这样说是要叫你们知道羞耻，不要不知道。
Paul is saying this so that the brothers and sisters will be feel ashamed and not know.
我想保罗对这个羞耻是深同感受。
Paul is very, he feels deeply the shame.
我们还记得第五章那里保罗曾经说过。
We still remember from chapter 5.
第五章第三节那里保罗怎么说呢？
Chapter 5 verse 3, what does Paul tell us?
他说啊，我身子虽不在你们那里，心却在你们那里，好像我亲自与你们同在。
Even though I am not physically present, I am with you in spirit.
所以保罗呢，我们看见他是又羞又气。
So we see that Paul, he is both ashamed and angry here.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这样使得教会在外邦人面前，在不信的人面前失去了福音的见证。
Because this allows the church to have this terrible testimony in front of those who are unbelievers.
教会本来是一个见证的团体。
The church should be a fellowship of testimony.
是主付了代价把我们召起来的。
The Lord paid a huge price to call us together.
召起来在人群中来做分别的见证。
To call us together to become this testimony separating us from the world.
来见证主的品格。
We should testify of God's character.
来见证主的舍己。
We should testify of the denial of self.
来见证主流血牺牲。
We should testify of the Lord's precious blood.
我们今天蒙了这么大的恩。
We have gotten such huge grace.
我们本来应该小看世上的得得失失。
We should actually look lightly on the gains and losses of the world.
本来基督的品格应该慢慢的开始做成在我们的身上。
Christ's character should be growing and developing in us.
可是现在好。
But now look.
弟兄之间彼此相争。
Brothers and sisters are suing each other.
相爱的见证到哪里去了呢？
Where is the testimony of love?
这样做实在是不但没有荣耀主的名，还羞辱了主的名。
Not only did this not bring glory to the Lord, but it also brought shame.
弟兄姐妹们可能会想啊，保罗的这个心思啊，也是很好理解。
Brothers and sisters might feel that it is easy to understand Paul's feelings here.
我们不信主的时候，我们都知道家丑不可外扬啊。
Even when we weren't believers, yeah, we know that we should not bring family affairs into the outside world.
我想保罗不应该是这样的心思。
But I don't think Paul is thinking in this way.
保罗所关心的是神在教会当中的旨意没有达成。
Paul's main concern is not about privacy, but that God's will has not been fulfilled in the church.
教会的弟兄不但不能够为主做见证，而且拦阻了人得福音的好处，这个问题就很大。
The church not only is not being a good testimony in front of the world, but is preventing people from gaining the gospel of grace.
你想，那个外邦人的法官呢？
Just think of the judge on the outside.
你们之间的事情告到一个外邦人的法官那里。
A pagan judge is taking care of the matters of Christians.
这个外邦人的法官会如何看待我们这些主内的人呢？
How would the unbelieving judge think of Christians?
以后如果有人跟他传福音，你觉得这个法官会相信吗？
If someone is going to share the gospel with his judge, will he believe?
而且你也知道啊，法官呢，也是有他的朋友圈的。
And you know this judge has his circle of friends.
你如果去跟他的朋友传福音，你觉得他的朋友会相信吗？
Do you think that the judge's friends, if you share the gospel with them, will believe?
所以这个事情很大。
This is a huge matter.
弟兄姐妹们，我们的见证真的是非常的重要。
Brothers and sisters, our testimony is truly important.
凡是关乎我们见证的事情，我们都应该非常的小心。
Anything involving our testimony before the world, we have to be cautious.
弟兄姐妹们在一起生活，我们之间要有见证。
When we are living together, we must have testimony for each other.
我们不能让别人跌倒。
We must not let anyone stumble.
我们在外邦人当中生活和工作，更是应该有见证。
When we are living and working among unbelievers, we should have this testimony even more so.
最近网上有一个帖子说的挺好的。
There was this article online that said this.
他说，喜欢主动买单的人呢，不是因为钱多。
Those who are willing to treat other people, to initiate that, it's not because they're rich.
而是把友情看得比金钱更重要。
But that they treat friendship as more important than their money.
工作的时候，主动多做的人呢，不是因为傻呀。
Those who are working, if they actively do more work, it's not because they're silly.
而是因为他们懂得责任。
But that they understand responsibility.
我呢就再加一句哈。
I'm going to add a sentence to this.
弟兄姐妹们在一起生活，我们情愿吃亏，不是因为我们钱多。
If brothers and sisters, we are living together, if we are willing to be wronged, it's not because we have a lot of money.
也不是因为我们傻。
It's not because we're silly or stupid.
是因为我们更加的看重弟兄之间的关系。
It's because we value more important, as more important the relationship between brothers and sisters.
是因为我们懂得竭力保守我们的见证。
Because we know how to protect that testimony of the Lord.
Amen 吗？
Do we all say amen to this?
Amen.
Amen.
更多的弟兄们相互失去见证，而且在外邦人当中失去见证。
Brothers and sisters, when we lose this testimony among us, but also among unbelievers,
让保罗又气又羞。
This situation makes Paul angry and ashamed.
保罗意识到哥林多人之所以走到这一步，似乎是因为他们忘记了他们的地位。
Paul thinks that the Corinthian brothers and sisters will reach this point because they've forgotten their status.
就是说忘记了自己是谁。
They've forgotten who they are.
所以这段经文里面保罗第二个重点是带领他们要注意自己的地位。
So in the second point of this passage of scripture, Paul is letting them pay attention to their status.
那么我们到底是一个什么样的地位呢？
So what kind of status are we?
第二节这里说。
In verse 2 it says,
岂不知圣徒要审判世界吗？
Do you not know that the saints will judge the world?
所以我们看第一个，我们有第一个地位，就是我们要审判世界。
So the first aspect of our status is that we will judge the world.
圣徒啊，就是指着我们这里这些在主里面的人。
The saints refer to all of us who are in the Lord.
很稀奇啊，我们怎么可能审判世界呢？
This is so strange. How will we judge the world?
审判世界唯一的权柄应该在谁那里啊？
Who has authority to judge the world?
应该是在我们的神那里。
That authority belongs to the Lord.
可是保罗说，这里说我们也有这个权柄。
But Paul is saying we also have this authority.
因为什么？
Why?
因为我们是神的见证人。
Because we are those who bear the testimony of God.
因为我们是在这个世界上面彰显神荣耀的人。
Because on earth, we are those who will reveal the glory of God.
审判世界依据是什么呢？
What's the evidence for judging the world?
依据就是神的话。
The evidence is here in God's word.
神的话是交托给谁的？
To whom does God give his word?
过去是交给以色列人的。
In the past, he gave his word to the children of Israel.
今天是交托给教会。
Today, he gives it to the church.
就是交托给你，也交托给我。
That means he gives his word to you and me.
所以我们真的是有这个审判世界的权柄。
So we truly have this authority to judge the world.
你可能会有点疑惑了。
Perhaps you may be confused.
那今天的世界是，难道都是教会在审判吗？
Should today's world then be judged by the church?
好像看起来实际的情形并不是这样。
If we look at reality, it doesn't seem this way.
那我们要知道的是什么呢？是什么时候我们才有这个权柄审判世界？
We should know when do we have this authority to judge the world.
保罗在这里说啊，圣徒要。
It says here, Paul says the saints will judge the world.
是讲着审判世界的事情呢，是一件将来的事情，不是现在。
This is not in the present tense. This is something that will happen in the future.
是指将来我们跟主一同坐宝座，一同坐王的时候，那时候才是审判世界。
In the future, when we sit with God on the throne, when we are with God, we will then judge the world.
这是希伯来书九章二十七节告诉我们的。
This is in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27.
保罗这里的要也是有一个必定的意思。
This will is not only talking about the future, but it also has has this quality of finality.
意思就是说我们将来一定要审判世界的。
It's an absoluteness. We will absolutely judge the world.
尽管我们现在还没有那个实际。
Even if we don't see that reality right now.
但我们在基督里面已经是得着了这个地位。
But in Christ, we have already received such status.
那现在呢，我们在世上的日子呢，我们是在神的面前来天天来操练我们。
And so today on earth, we are constantly being trained for this.
使得我们习练的通达。
So that before him, we are trained well.
好使我们到时候与主一同坐宝座审判世界的时候，不是随意的审判。
So that one day when we enter into this position as judge, we are not just judging frivolously.
而是按照主的心思来审判。
But according to the will of God.
所以弟兄姐妹们，自从我们得救了之后啊，我们就有一个新的地位。
So brothers and sisters, when we have become saved, we have this new status.
一个可以审判世界的地位。
We have the status of judging the world.
这个是很厉害的。
This is very, very important.
大家知道犹太人的孩子啊。
Everyone knows that Jewish children.
当他长大成人的时候啊。
When they become adults.
他的签字是和他的父亲是有同等效力。
Their signatures actually have the same authority as their fathers.
可是他小的时候能不能够替父亲签字啊？
But when they're young, can they sign for their father?
是不可以的。
No.
小的时候他是有儿子的地位，但是没有儿子的实际。
When they're young, they have the status of a son, but they've not entered the reality of it.
只有等到他长大成人了之后，才能够得到那个签字的权利。
Only when he has become an adult, then he has that power of signature.
那是一个儿子的权利的实际。
That's the reality of a son's status before the father.
今天我们也是一样。
Today we have the same.
我们有地位。
We have the status.
但是我们还没有实际。
But we haven't entered the reality yet.
我们还需要在主里面不断的成长。
We still need to grow constantly before our Lord.
直到我们能够完全明白他的心意。
Until we can fully understand his will.
所以弟兄姐妹们，哥林多人把自己的案子告在不信人的手里面，那实在是大错。
So for brothers and sisters at Corinth, for them to bring their lawsuits before the ungodly world, this was a huge mistake.
因为那些人既没有审判的地位，也没有审判的权柄。
Because they don't have the status of judgment or the authority of judgment.
我们有审判世界的地位，这个已经是很令我们稀奇了。
We are so surprised, perhaps, that we have this authority of judgment.
可是好事还不止这些。
But that's not all.
还有一样。
There is something else.
六章三节这里说，岂不知我们要审判天使吗？
In chapter 6 verse 3 it says, Do you not know that we will judge angels?
我们还有一个地位可以审判天使。
We have this other status of judging angels.
审判什么样的天使呢？
What kind of angels?
是审判那些犯了罪的天使。
These are referring to the fallen angels who have sinned.
就是撒旦和那些跟从他堕落的天使。
Satan and those fallen angels who have followed him.
神为什么把这个权柄赐给我们呢？
Why has God given this power to us?
弟兄姐妹们，这是关乎神永远的计划和旨意。
This has to do with God's eternal will.
撒旦是那个堕落的总源头。
Satan is that fallen angel.
神打败撒旦不是靠不是用不是他自己去打败。
God overcame Satan not just by himself.
神是要通过我们这些比天使微小一点的人来打败天使，打败撒旦。
He wants to defeat Satan actually through us, who are lower than angels.
来让撒旦蒙羞。
To completely shame Satan.
这是神的计划。
This is part of God's plan.
所以弟兄姐妹们，审判天使这是一个了不得的地位。
This is an incredible position to be in to judge angels.
我们实在是在看见，从此可以看见，在神的眼中，这个地位实在是何等的荣耀，何等的宝贵。
We can see how precious and glorious this position is.
因为这关乎神永远的旨意的成就。
Because this is about God's will, His plan being fulfilled.
所以既然如此的话，弟兄姐妹们，我们还能够小看我们自己吗？
So, brothers and sisters, can we look down on ourselves?
既然如此，我们中间那一点点最小的事，那一点点今生的事，难道还能够让我们心里面有很多不平，以至于过不去吗？
If this is the case, can we still argue over those little tiny things of this present life?
我们应该可以判断。
We should discern this.
我们也应该有智慧来判断。
We should discern with wisdom.
正如保罗这里说的，你们不应该让教会所轻看的人来判断。
Just like Paul says here, we should not allow those who are ungodly, unbelieving to judge for us.
那弟兄姐妹们可能会说，如果我们中间真有这么一件事情，我们真的自己解决不了了，怎么办呢？
So brothers and sisters might ask, if we have a matter come up that we truly cannot solve, what should we do?
所以第五节这里保罗就说啊，难道你们中间没有一个智慧人能审判弟兄们的事吗？
Paul says in verse 5, is it possible there's nobody among you wise enough to judge a dispute between believers?
所以合宜的方法是在我们中间找一个智慧人来判断。
So to you, for unity, we must find someone who is wise to judge.
请求教会的属灵的长辈来帮助。
To ask the leaders of our church, the spiritual elders, to help.
这是很合宜的。
This is correct.
如果我们当中也没有人可以帮助我们，怎么办呢？
If among us we don't have such a brother.
所以有些弟兄姐妹们就会找到外面的教会，他们都可以信任的属灵的长辈来解决。
Some brothers and sisters, when that is the case, they will find someone they trust, a spiritual elder from an outside church.
这也是可以的。
This is also proper.
弟兄姐妹们，我们顺便说一下啊。
Let's say this, by the way.
我们讲这些事情当然是不涉及到触犯法律的事。
These things actually have nothing to do with breaking the law.
如果我们周围的人真的他们的行为涉及到触犯法律，
If someone among us has broken the law,
我们就应该把它交给执法机关。
This does need to be handed over to those in the law.
让他去承担他必须承担的责任。
So that they will take the responsibility for what they did.
其实这也是我们的一个判断。
This is also part of our judgment.
一个智慧的判断。
A wise judgment.
弟兄姐妹们，审判世界，审判天使，这实在是很了不起的权柄和地位。
Brothers and sisters, judging the world and judging angels is a huge, incredible task given to us.
我们有没有想过，神为什么要给我们这么荣耀的地位呢？
Have you ever thought why God chose to give such a glorious status to us?
神的心意里面到底要我们得到什么呢？
What does God want for us in His will?
所以保罗就在下面九节到十节提醒哥林多的弟兄们。
So in verses 9 and 10, Paul reminds us,
你们要预备承受神的果。
You must prepare yourselves to inherit the kingdom of God.
第九节这里说，你们岂不知不义的人不能承受神的国吗？
Verse 9 says, Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God?
你们难道不知道吗？
Don't you know this?
你们不能够自己自甘堕落，自甘卑微啊。
You can't just corrupt yourselves.
你们应该是知道的。
You should know all this.
应该知道不义的人是不能够承受神的国的。
You should know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God.
就是那些不信的人是不能够承受的。
Those who are not believing.
当保罗讲到这个不义的人的时候，他一定会想到的是那个不信的那个世界上的审判官。
When Paul is referring to the wicked, of course, he is thinking of those who are judging in the world, the unbelieving.
当然，他也会想到所有的不信的人。
Of course, he also thinks of those who are unbelievers in general.
不信的人不能够承受神的果。
Those who are unbelieving cannot inherit the kingdom.
承受就是继存产业。
To inherit is to take on all the legacy.
继存产业这件事情啊，我们中国人可懂了。
To take the inheritance, we all understand it as Chinese people.
你辛苦了一辈子，结果积累了万贯家财。
You've worked hard for your whole life and you finally have accumulated a huge amount of wealth.
当你要离开这个世界的时候，你这些财富怎么处理啊？
When you are leaving this world, what will you do with this wealth?
我们的中国人通常就是留给孩子呗。
In China, usually we leave this to our children.
我们的神也有一个心思。
Our Heavenly Father also has this plan.
就是叫我们这些他的孩子来继承他的产业。
He wants us as his children to inherit this inheritance.
他的产业是什么呢?
What is his inheritance?
是什么?
What is it?
神的国。
God's kingdom.
弟兄姐妹，神要留给，把他的国给我们做产业来继承了。
God wants to give us his kingdom as an inheritance.
我这个是比我们的父辈留给我们那点财产可是大多了。
This is much greater than any wealth that can be left us from our.
什么人可以把一个国做他的产业？
Who can allow a kingdom to become an inheritance?
什么人呢？
What kind of person?
国王嘛，对吧？
A king, of course.
那继承这个王国的人是王的什么人？
And those who inherit this kingdom from the king, what kind of a person are they?
是谁啊？
Who are they?
是王子嘛，对不对
？The prince, of course.
弟兄姐妹们，这简直是好的令人难以置信。
This is so great that we cannot even believe it.
是的，我们是没办法相信。
We can hardly believe this.
可是这就是神的心意。
But this is God's will.
神定了一个心意，他就一定会成就的。
If He wills this, it will definitely be fulfilled.
那我们也可以靠着信心来接受。
And we can accept this through faith.
然而保罗这里说不义的人不能承受神的国。
But Paul says here, those who are not righteous will not inherit.
不义的人是跟神的国无关无分的。
The unrighteous, they have nothing to do with the kingdom of God.
保罗这里为什么突然讲到不义的人不能承受神的国？
Why does Paul suddenly talk about the unrighteous here?
因为保罗在第五章刚刚讲到哥林多人在信的上面犯罪的事情。
Because in chapter 5, Paul has just discussed how brothers and sisters at Corinth were engaging in sin.
第六章又讲到弟兄们之间彼此相告的事。
And then in chapter 6, we've looked at brothers and sisters taking lawsuits against each other.
这些事情让保罗看到。
These things, for Paul,
哥林多的弟兄们所行的实在是没有见证，与外邦人没有分别。
Shows him that these believers were not having a testimony, and their actions were no different from the unbelievers.
所以他在这里要严严的告诫哥林多人。
So he seriously warned the brothers and sisters.
你们务必与世界分别出来。
You must separate yourselves from the world.
不要像那些不义的人一样行事为人。
You cannot act just like those unrighteous.
好好的预备自己承受神的果。
Prepare yourselves well for the kingdom of God.
所以保罗说，不要自欺。
So Paul says, do not deceive yourselves.
不要以为自己就得着了。
Don't believe that you have already received it.
保罗接下来九节到十节列出了那最终的行为。
Then Paul lists the different actions.
给哥林多的弟兄们以为警戒。
As a warning to brothers and sisters at Corinth.
很显然，这些罪行可以分成两类。
These sins can be divided into two categories.
一类是与性有关的。
One has to do with sexual sin.
第九节这边讲到所谓的淫乱的、拜偶像的、奸淫的、做娈童的、青蓝色的。
So it talks about immorality, idolatry, adultery, prostitution.
另外一类好像是跟第六章的事情有关。
And then another category has something to do with chapter 6.
偷窃的、贪婪的、醉酒的、辱骂的、勒索的。
Thievery, greed, drunkenness, slander, swindling.
保罗说行这些事的人都不能承受神的国。
Paul is saying none of these things, none of anyone who does these things will inherit the kingdom of God.
就是说在这些事情当中不悔改的人，神所应许给我们的荣耀的国跟他无关无分。
So anyone who engages in these things and does not ever repent, they have nothing to do with the kingdom of God.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为神的国是圣洁的。
Because God's kingdom is holy.
任何的不义都不能够进入。
No unrighteousness can enter.
神的国只有义才能够居住在其中。
Only the righteous can live in the kingdom of God.
这是彼得后书三章十三节告诉我们的。
This is shown in 2 Peter 3:13.
然而感谢主，我们现在已经不是这些不义的人当中的一个了。
But we thank our Lord, we are not among these unrighteous anymore.
十一节这里说，你们中间也有人从前是这样。
Paul says in verse 11, that is what some of you were.
你们当中的有些人从前也是落在了罪中。
Paul says some of you once, engage in these sins.
一样的污秽。
You were just as filthy.
一样的与神的国无关无分。
You also had no place in the kingdom of God.
但是尽管如此。
But even so,
如今,
but you today,
如今你们已经被洗净了,
today you have already been washed,
已经成圣了,
you have already been sanctified,
已经称义了,
you have been justified.
这里保罗用的都是完成的时态,
and these are all spoken in a completed sense.
这是表明那个洗净了、成圣了、称义的地位，我们是已经得着了。
This has already been received, this washing, sanctifying, and justifying.
既然我们有这个地位
，Since you have this status,
按照神的恩典和他的应许
，According to God's grace and promise,
我们将来就一定能够审判世界，也能够审判天使。
We will definitely in the future be able to judge the world and the angels.
而且神也必定叫我们丰丰富富地进入他的国。
And God will allow us to enter fully into his kingdom.
为什么我们可以这样呢？
Why can we do this?
不是因为我们自己啊。
Not because of ourselves.
不是因为我们自己够资格。
Not because we already have, because we are worthy of it.
不是因为我们自己够爱主啊。
It's not because we love the Lord enough.
不是我们自己够追求。
It's not because we seek the Lord enough.
也不是我们在教会里面做很多的工作。
And it's not because we have done much service for the church.
都不是。
None of those things matter.
我们是因为主耶稣基督的名。
It's because of the name of our Lord Jesus.
并借着我们神的灵。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And by the Spirit of our God.
六章十一节哈。
Chapter 6, verse 11.
所以，我们今天是得着这样的一个地位，乃是因着他的儿子的所事和所作。
So it's because of the Son's actions, what he has done for us, that we have this status.
神的儿子。
The Lord's Son.
他死在十字架上面。
He died on the cross.
成就这奇妙无比的救赎之恩。
So he completed this marvelous plan of salvation there.
所以弟兄姐妹们，今天我们得到了这样的地位。
Brothers and sisters, we have received such a status.
好使我们可以进入神荣耀的计划。
So we can enter into God's eternal.
是有基督付了极大的代价。
Jesus Christ had to pay the price for it.
我们今天因着他的所事和因着他的所作。
Because of his existence and what he has done.
也因着他的恩典，我们相信了他。
And because of his grace, we have come to believe in him.
接受了他。
We have received him.
他的圣灵进到我们里面。
His spirit has entered into us.
使得我们成为了新造的人。
So that we have become new creatures.
我们实在是要感谢赞美我们的主。
We must thank and praise our Lord.
但愿我们的行为可以与我们所蒙的恩相称。
Let our behavior reflect the grace we have received.
弟兄姐妹，神的心里面这个所存的心意是何等的荣耀呢？
Lord, brothers and sisters, our Lord's will for us is so glorious.
我们今天的生活和我们的见证,
our life today and our testimony.
能够活出基督的荣耀,
should really strive to live out our Lord Jesus Christ.
我最后讲一个弟兄的两个小故事,
I want to close today's message with two short stories from a brother's testimony.
有一个弟兄,
I know a brother.
他以前是一个什么样的人呢?
What was he like before?
我讲一个故事,你们就知道他是一个什么样的人。
If I tell a story, then you will know what kind of a person he is.
那时候他在北京工作。
He was working in Beijing.
有一年秋天的时候呢, 他所工作的单位组织去摘苹果。
One day in the fall, their work team decided to go apple picking.
很多同事呢, 坐一个大巴过去。
Many colleagues went on a bus together to go.
开到北京的郊区摘苹果。
They drove to a suburb in Beijing to pick apples.
门票是公司出的。
The ticket was paid for by the company.
说好了, 你只要进了这个园子, 所有的苹果你可以摘, 只要你搬得动的都可以拿走。
The rules were that as soon as you enter the orchard, anything you can pick, you can move, you can bring.
可是呢, 他们进了园子以后发现,
but after they entered the apple orchard,
实在是没有几棵树上有苹果。
Not many trees had apples.
然后他们就找啊,
they were looking and looking.
终于找到一棵树上有很多苹果。
They finally found this one tree that had many apples.
他们就很高兴就跑过去摘。
They were so happy and they started picking.
在那个口袋, 塑料袋不够。
They didn't have enough room with their pockets.
他们就把他们的外裤给脱下来, 然后把裤子口扎住, 摘苹果。
So they took off their pants and started wrapping the apples in the pants.
可是没想到呢, 忽然有一个人出现。
But then suddenly someone appeared.
这个苹果不能摘, 这是我家的。
This guy says, you can't pick these apples, they belong to my house.
因此就起了争执。
So there started to be a dispute.
这个人呢, 他觉得呢, 门票我已经买了, 而且说好了, 我摘多少都可以拿走。
So the people thought, we already paid for the tickets and they said we could pick anything.
当初没有告诉我这里面还有私人的苹果耶。
They didn't tell us there was any private property here.
不管, 那是你和你们镇上的关系。
So no matter, that's your business with the government.
所以呢, 这个人呢, 就强势地拿着所有的苹果就走了。
So this one guy, he just forcefully took all those apples and took them with him.
当时他就是这样的一个人。
So our brother was that kind of person.
可是感谢主, 这个人呢, 后来信主。
But thank our Lord, afterwards, this brother became a Christian.
在主里面追求很多年之后,
he was growing in the Lord for a while.
又发生了一件事情。
Something else happened.
有一次他要, 离开中国的一个城市。
Once he was leaving a city in China.
你知道中国的有些城市的那个汽车牌照是要花钱的。
So you know that in certain cities, your license plate actually requires.
他离开的时候呢, 按照法律呢, 是可以把他的那个牌, 汽车牌照转让给别人。
According to the law, you can actually give your license plate to someone else, transfer it.
当时他也没有注意, 就稍微的了解了一下, 哦, 那个牌照大概可以卖8万块钱。
So at that time, he thought, he didn't research too much, but he was sure that the plate could sell for 80,000.
因为那个政府当那个月的拍卖的牌照就是8万块。
Because at that time, the government was selling these license plates for 80,000.
所以他就决定, 以8万块钱转让给别人。
So he decided to transfer it to someone else for 80,000.
好, 谈好了。
They agreed on it.
有一个组内的弟兄, 决定要买他的牌照。
A brother in his fellowship decided to buy it.
可是当他们去做那个办那个手续的时候,
but then when they were going through the forms,
那个转让手续的人告诉他们呢, 这个牌照要卖13万。
Someone told the people doing the processing told them this license plate should sell for 130,000.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为牌照拍卖, 你根本就拍不到。
Because you can't sell.
you cannot get a license from government. Because
oh, you can't get government. Okay, there's not enough license plates, so the government is not selling.
所以在自由市场上面拍照的时候，拍照的转让费用是13万。
So in the free market, the price for this license plate is actually 130.
当时他们两个人都傻在那里了。
They were just stupefied at that point.
这怎么办？
What should we do?
这个弟兄回去就跟太太一起祷告。
So this brother went home and prayed with his wife.
后来他们实在是觉得，要是以8万块转让给别人，实在是很吃亏啊。
They thought, if we sell this for just 80,000, we are going to lose so much value.
可是怎么办呢？
But what should we do?
你跟另外一个弟兄已经说好了。
You already agreed with another brother to sell it for this.
外邦人尚且知道，一言既出，驷马难追。
And the unbelieving. People know about it too.
更何况你是主里的弟兄，你更应该守住你的承诺。
And you're a brother in Christ, you should keep your promise.
所以他们最后祷告的结果是，还是以8万块钱转让给那个弟兄。
So after they prayed together, they decided they're still going to sell it for just 80,000 to this brother.
我讲这个弟兄的故事。
I'm telling this story of this brother.
不是说他多么视金钱如粪土。
Is not to say that this brother treated money like dung.
而是要证明神在他身上有多么奇妙的作为。
But to show how great a work God has done in his heart.
他实在是那位救主。
God is truly that Savior.
他实在是帮助我们成圣的主。
He is truly the one who sanctifies us.
让他的品格一天天建立在我们的身上。
So that his character can be built up in us.
愿一切的荣耀都归给他。
Let us give all glory to him.
我们有点祷告。
Let's have some words of prayer.
主，我们何等的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you so much.
我们今天成了何等的人。
We are such people.
我们今天能够在生活里面活出一点点你的荣耀。
To just live out a little bit of your glory in our life today.
都是因为你。
It is all because of you.
所以我们就把一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你。So
we want to give all praise and honor and glory to you.
主，求你把今天这些话都放在我们的心里面。Lord,
please place these words into our hearts.
愿这些话成为我们的帮助。Let
these words help us.
好使我们在人群中生活的时候。So
that when we are living among the world.
我们懂得注意自己的见证。That
we will pay attention to our testimony.
我们也懂得知道自己的地位。
That we will truly understand our status before.
好，预备我们自己。
To prepare ourselves well.
承受那永远的国。
To inherit that eternal kingdom.
主，愿你的旨意成全在我们的身上。
Lord, may your will be fulfilled in our lives.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
求你听我们的祷告。
Please listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.